Typically, cholera is associated with tropical destinations. But recently, the bacteria that can cause the disease was linked to subsistence herring eggs in British Columbia, and the Canadian Department of Fisheries issued an emergency closure. There are no easy answers about what caused the outbreak, but as Southeast Alaska tribes get ready to gather herring eggs, it's left some people wondering about the future. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Jeff Felpausch thinks it's only a matter of days until the herring will spawn in the bay. And he's already taken measures to make sure the Sitka tribe of Alaska, where he works, doesn't miss out. The hemlock branches are already in the water, ready for the herring to deposit their eggs. Felpausch thinks it's a food best eaten fresh. And he's not the only one.
I have to remind my staff as we're pulling the branches out of the water that they need to leave some because they're sitting there eating them. They said they need to leave some for distributions.
Distributions the Sitka tribe gives out through its traditional food program to elders and the community. It's an important time for First Nations people in Canada, too. Herring eggs are a beloved subsistence food. But as of March 23rd, there were at least 3 confirmed cases of people feeling ill after eating them near Vancouver Island. The lab results that came back were unusual. Disease-causing Vibrio cholera doesn't typically originate in developed countries, like Canada. Felpausch says the news about the herring eggs came as a surprise.
Yeah, you know, it's something I haven't heard of before. And, it initially got me thinking, is this something that we're going to see region-wide?
According to the First Nations Health Authority, the bacteria was likely limited to the area. Still, hearing the words cholera and herring eggs together sounds pretty alarming. Kate Helfrich with the Alaska Department of Epidemiology says in this case, there's still a lot we don't know.
So if you Google search definition of cholera, what you're going to come up with is it's a gastrointestinal illness that creates crazy epidemics. But really, we don't know yet if we're talking about cholera.
So to back up a little, Vibrio is basically this big category of bacteria. It's naturally occurring in the waters of Alaska and Canada. But some species of Vibrio can cause human infections. And warmer water temperatures can cause it to grow. In Alaska, people have gotten sick from consuming it in uncooked shellfish, like oysters. What was discovered in the herring eggs in British Columbia was Vibrio cholera, a subcategory, which can seem pretty scary.
But within that species, so we're getting smaller now, and I know this is a lot of technical terms, but within that species of Vibrio cholerae, there are more than 200 serogroups.
Helfrich says only 2 of those groups are commonly associated with what you might think of when you think of cholera. And so far, health agencies in Canada haven't been able to pin that down. It's usually linked to fecal matter contaminating the water.
We don't know yet if it's the cholera scourge illness that we think of in epidemic settings.
Helfrich says it's impossible to speculate what conditions cause this rare type of bacteria to pop up. Warmer ocean temperatures can play a role, whether that was a factor with the herring eggs in Canada.
It's tough to say. I know when I think of climate change, researchers predict that climate change is going to cause a variety of changes in our ecosystems, and increasing temperatures can affect the incidence of infectious diseases, and it can impact the spread.
In Sitka, Jeff Felpausch says he feels safe harvesting herring eggs this year.
I don't see any reason we shouldn't be unless the results come out from Canada that it's something a little farther reaching other than just a localized incident.
In an emailed statement, Vancouver Island Health Authority said an investigation was underway. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.